Today, at Japan's ruined Fukushima nuclear power plant, workers began the removal of nuclear fuel from one of the four damaged reactors. The removal is an important step in the cleanup of the site, but leaks and other problems continue to plague the plant. And joining me to discuss the latest is NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Hi.
Hi.
So, what have workers actually done?
Well, first you need to think back to March of 2011 when a huge earthquake and tsunami hit the Fukushima plant. Three reactors melted down and a fourth caught fire. And ever since that reactor, Reactor 4, has been a big worry. It wasn't running at the time, but it had more than 1,500 fuel bundles being stored in a pool above the reactor core. Those bundles are a big threat at the plant. People are worried that if there's another earthquake or something else happen, they might release more radioactivity. So the Tokyo Electric Power Company wants them out of the Unit 4 fuel pool. So what they had to do was clear off all the rubble above the building, build a new structure, put a crane in, and now what they're doing is today they've started using the crane to lift the fuel bundles up one at a time and move them to a big sort of heavy cask at one end of the pool. It's a big sort of reinforced container made of steel. They're going to lift the cask out of the pool and then carry it to another location on site where it can be stored more safely.
How dangerous is this work, Jeff?
Well, people move these fuel bundles around all the time during normal operations at a nuclear power plant, but this is not a normal situation. The Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, they say, look, we've put a lot of safety measures in place, and it's very unlikely anything will happen. It certainly won't be as bad as the initial accident.
Well, in the overall project of cleaning up Fukushima, how big a step is this?
Well, this is a piece of good news, and it's a rare that I get to come on the air and talk about good news at Fukushima. And it is a big step in the sense that it's a first step, but there's still a long way to go. There are three other reactors that have melted down. They have fuel not just in the pools above the reactors, but in the cores themselves. That fuel's melted down. It's going to take a very, very long time to even figure out how to get that fuel out. Then, on top of it all, the site is full of radioactive water, and that water continues to leak out from tanks where it's being stored and from the plant itself. TEPCO has been talking about this wall of ice that they want to build around the plant to stop that.
It sounds like a pretty ingenious plan. Are they actually going to do that?
Yeah, well, these underground walls are built all the time, and right now TEPCO is conducting feasibility studies to see how well it might work in this case. Those studies should be done in March of next year, but a full wall won't be built until 2015 at the earliest.
I mean, 2015 will be 4 years since the tsunami. This seems like a very long time to wait.
It definitely is. And this is the thing about the nuclear plant. Even the fuel removal process we were talking about earlier will take over a year to complete. When you're dealing with a situation like this, you have to be very slow, very deliberate to make sure you don't make the problem worse.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield.
You're listening to All Things Considered.